Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to our Friday Drivecast edition, where we take a break from the weekly teaching and kind of go where the Lord takes us. And today I'd like to call your attention to an amazing parable of Jesus that's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And this parable is referred to as the parable of the weeds. And I encourage you to get a Bible or turn one on after the Drivecast and read it for yourself. And that way you won't be taking for granted everything that I say. But the weeds parable in Matthew 13, it goes something like this. So you got this master farmer who goes out and plants a field full of good wheat. But at night, an enemy of his came and planted weeds among the wheat so that the weeds and the wheat, they appear at the same time. And if you're a Bible geek like me, you should notice a footnote behind the word weed that's extremely important. Because, you know, when you and I visualize a weed, we think a dandelion or something like that, which is super easy to identify in our own yards, just like it would be easy to identify in a wheat field. But the footnote in our Bible informs us that Jesus uses the term darnel, which means fake wheat or look-alike wheat. Which brought fresh insight to me as I read this parable, because the servants of the master farmer, they brought it to his attention. They're like, fake wheat or look-alike wheat is growing together with the real wheat. Do you want us to go pull up the fake wheat? Great question, right? I mean, we assume that the master farmer is going to answer, absolutely, great idea. But he wisely said no. You may accidentally pull up the good wheat along with the darnel or the look-alike wheat. Let them grow together until the reapers arrive, and I'll tell them what to do. Wow, great, great story, right? I mean, it's a great story. Wheat and weeds. But what's Jesus's point of the story? You know, for me, it's obvious that I'm not the best judge of people when it comes to their salvation. And the job that the master farmer gave his servants was really simple and concise, and that's grow wheat. And you know, the servants thought that they were being helpful when they offered to begin pulling up the fake wheat, but the master farmer, he quickly shut it down, which tells me that my vision is somewhat impaired when it comes to categorizing people into the saved versus the unsaved camp. And I'm not the subject matter expert when it comes to making those kind of judgments. And I should exercise caution when the voices in my head go, well, obviously they don't know the Lord because, and you know, fill in the blank, this or that. So what's Jesus want me doing until the reapers show up? Well, I've got one job, and that's grow wheat. But Lord, I'd ask, how about me running out to the garden and help you pulling weeds? And he's like, no, dude. Come on, Huff, that's not your job. You got one job, and that's to grow wheat. Sow the good seed. Share your story with everyone. And don't focus on being the salvation police. Leave the judgment to the experts. And so as I close today, my mind goes back to all those people whose funerals I've attended and thought to myself, well, they died without knowing the Lord. Maybe I was right. Maybe, just maybe though, I was wrong. So let's close in prayer today. I invite you to join me by praying something simply like this. Father, thank you for your word and how it helps me be reminded that I have a story to tell that you want me to tell and you want me to live out in a world that needs hope. Give me opportunities and courage to grow wheat today and over the weekend. Amen. So thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope your weekend is safe, hope it's restful, and come join us at one of our four LifePoint locations this coming Sunday, and please tune in next Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. God bless.